Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish in the top 10. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app now. Make sure to use code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer you choose finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time to Ask Greg. I'm Jim Galante, in with the Greg Pickle. And this means, Ask Greg, that we are going to take your questions. And if you want to submit a question for Ask Greg, very easily. You could download our app from the App Store. It's Keystone Sports. Or if you want, you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. After the segment, we'll select the best question, and Greg, the winner, will get a great package courtesy of the tailgateclub.com. They have the great barbecue sauces from 409 that we love, plus so many other great products like bacon ketchup and sweet banana pepper mustard, and they're all from the tailgateclub.com.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's start. Well, let's hit this one first. Brad from Perkasie was thinking like I was, Greg. He says, I know earlier in the year that I heard some Penn State would be interested in Tyson Pumachow if he hit the transfer portal. Well, he lost out on the starting quarterback role, but tore his Achilles heel if he hits, or Achilles tendon. If he hits the portal, would Penn State still be interested?
Yeah, I mean, they would have to get a lot of information, obviously, about where he is medically first. And, you know, at this point, I would say no, because they need a they need someone who can come in and not just compete in a starting job, but they just need some some numbers in there. So a guy who's not healthy, a guy who tore his Achilles and is almost certainly out for the whole year, it's just not, I don't think, in the cards of what they're looking for. So to me, I would say no. I would say that he is not someone they would take at this point, even though we obviously thought it was a possibility back when, back when he went into the transfer portal, or I'm sorry, back when we thought he could go into the transfer portal. He was obviously someone we were keeping an eye on for the long time there. But yeah, now my answer would be no, Jim.
I agree with you, Greg. If you think about it, this is the year, the 2021 season, where they're down to three scholarship quarterbacks. Come 2022, they're bringing in two quarterbacks in this class, and we don't know what's going to happen with Sean Clifford, who is eligible to stay another season for the 2022 right. season. So all of a sudden, they're back up to potentially five scholarship quarterbacks in 2022, which probably, based on this injury, that would be the first season that Tyson would be available to play, correct?
Correct, yeah. So, I mean, that is the other thing, too, is that, yeah, who knows what Sean Clifford will do? I mean, I think a lot of us, or at least myself, think that he will be gone after this year. I mean, he's already been at Penn State for how many seasons, and you just wonder if he's going to be here that much longer. But at the same time, he could come back for another year, depending on how things go this year. But there's obviously two very good, at the moment anyway, there's two 2022 recruits planning to come in here, and obviously they have some guys on their roster, so it would be a surprise to me, I think, if they if they had Sean Clifford back. And you know, either way, they're going to keep looking for a transfer portal entry, because again, the numbers are not good there, and bringing a guy who's hurt just doesn't really help that situation.
Okay, next up is Steve from Huntington Valley, who says, recruiting question, what poses the biggest challenge to Penn State winning another Big Ten title? Ohio State's perennial recruiting dominance to their west, or Rutgers' recruiting resurgence under Schiano to their east, and Maryland's resurgence to the south? Example, the Scarlet Knights are starting to pick up commits from top PA talent, like wide receiver Marion Brown and linebacker Anthony Johnson from the Philly area. I'm not asking about head-to-head game outcomes, but will Rutgers and Maryland somehow be able to convince just enough PA recruits to go to their schools that it keeps James Franklin from dominating the state and filling key areas of need?
Yeah, I mean, if you listen recruiting folks out there that, you know, Penn State wasn't really pushing for Anthony Johnson, then, you know, the fact that leaning Penn State doesn't really have any impact on the idea of dominating state or anything. Penn State, obviously, I think, was interested in him at one time, but he had a Final Four of, like, Alabama, Oregon, Penn State, and Rutgers, and chose Rutgers, which kind of tells you all you need to know, I think, about where things stood there. So, you know, but will Greg Schiano be able to get some of these PA players, including the ones that Penn State wants? Yeah, I think so. I mean, he obviously has been able to, you know, pitch a strong program there, and he's obviously been able to show that they can rebuild, and whether they can or not, we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I mean, he's going to get some PA guys further down the board the Lions aren't interested in.
What you also have to realize, Greg, is those schools at Maryland and Rutgers, they are in their honeymoon period with new coaches. They always seem to get a bump when a new coach comes in. When I say they, right, I don't just mean Maryland and Rutgers, but schools everywhere. The question is, could they translate that bump in the recruiting into enough wins to convince people to go to their school?
Right.
Towards that end, Maryland beating Penn State was a huge win for them because they can show that game tape and say, hey, we can compete with Penn State, so come play with us here in Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, right, Penn State kind of did the same thing, Jim, right? With Penn State kind of did the same thing with Michigan and Ohio State back when they were, you know, needing to have those conversations and say, hey, look, we've had these close games with them. We need you to come make the difference to beat them. And that's what Maryland and Rutgers are going to do with guys, you know, that they want to come there so that they can be close with or beat Penn State.
And you're not, that doesn't necessarily mean they can compete at the five-star level, right, but a team does not consist of all four and five-star players. So another example on the national picture is what Mack Brown is doing at North Carolina.
Sure.
He's recruited really well these first couple seasons there, and it does appear he's translating that into wins, which is what you need to do to sustain this. It'll be interesting to watch the Maryland and Rutgers programs to see if they could get over that hump.
Right.
Let's go next to, we got my buddy Dan from Berwick. It's always good. You know, I'm always excited, Greg, when we got a Berwick guy sending in questions.
That's right.
So here's what Dan says. With all the discussions about plenty of corners and light on safeties, why not just train a corner to be the nickelback, and if so, who?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a possibility. But yeah, I mean, the answer to the first part of that question, clearly they have been having issues. They have issues at linebacker and at safety and at corner. I mean, all of the different position groups on defensive end even have issues. So, you know, there could be a lot of movement, I guess is what I'm saying, on that defense. And, you know, to me, I think it's most interesting to see how Penn State uses Keaton Ellis. We're talking here before Keaton Ellis talks this week. He's one of the players that's available this week to the media. And I'll be curious to see what he's been doing. Has he been working any at safety, or has he been working any at nickel? To me, he's a guy you can do just about anything with. And because of that, you know, I think Penn State will move him around, and he'll play a lot more than he did a year ago.
And when people, and I've done the same thing, you just look at the numbers at cornerback, number of guys who have had starts and have played impressively at times. You have Keaton Ellis, Tariq Castro Fields, Marquise Wilson, Joey Porter Jr. You have the transfer from South Carolina, Johnny Dixon, And I believe all of those have had starts, either Penn State or South Carolina. And then you add Daquan Hardy, who's gotten substantial playing time. I just named six guys with perhaps starting experience or close to starting experience at cornerback. You can't put that many names out there at safety, can you?
No, you can't. And, you know, when I look at that position group, again, we kind of talked about it earlier in the show, but, you know, Jair Brown is a guy who's really seems to be making that next step and really improving, but we haven't heard a lot about the other guys here, Enzo Jennings and Tyler Rudolph and Jonathan Sutherland. You know, we have not heard a ton about those guys. And so that could be a problem. You know, if they don't have, you know, it seems like they're struggling to find a starter, let alone a two deep, you know, we've heard more about Kalen King than we have some of those other guys. So, you know, time will tell if they eventually make it a step back, but it's obviously pretty tough right now.
It is. And again, you just look at the numbers and you think that that change is going to be made. But remember, it's not as simple as saying, okay, instead of playing cornerback today, you're going to be a safety. There's a little bit more to it. Greg, I saved this question for last because it could help us segue into our quarter four segment. And this is from Rob in Columbus, Georgia. And Rob says, I always cringed at the check with me part of recent offenses. Did Juwan Dotson's comments about tempo under Coach Yursich portend that check with me will be gone?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, we heard James Franklin say the other day that he's interviewed coaches, and some of them, you know, some of them talk more about being tempo than actually play with tempo or call plays with tempo. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I think when they say they're going to go, they're going to go. It's not get up to the line of scrimmage and look at the defense, look to the sideline, signal something in, blah, blah, blah. I think when they get up, Jim, they're going to go, 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 go. So, yes, I do think that that's gone now.
And we'll be happy to see it gone. It's tough. You see the team get up to the line of scrimmage, all ready to go, and then all of a sudden, quarterback steps back, looks over to the sideline, and the coaches over there are reviewing the defense. And the reason why I said I saved that question for last with Rob was that is what we're going to be talking about in quarter four. The new offensive coordinator, Mike Yursich, is coming in, and the hurry up is the up tempo is just one part of what he's going to bring. So we're going to dive deep into that. The other thing we are going to do, Greg, and I commit to it, we are going to remember to announce our winner
in
this
good.
Segment.
Yes.
As we take a break here, you and I will make that decision who the winner is. Stick around then for quarter number four.
Golfers are in Augusta to compete for the coveted jacket, and DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.